Good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. It is episode 16 of the Romeo Crowe podcast. I am Romeo Crowe and I'm here in your ears to speak to you for a few minutes. Today's podcast focus subject is going to be a marketing related one. So if that's not your bag, then feel free to zone out, tune out, do something else and come visit me again tomorrow. Tomorrow I think I will be talking about or replying to some questions that I've had regarding how I make music. So if that's of interest to you, then episode 17 shall be about that. But episode 16, as I say, it's a bit of a marketing one. I've been asked quite a few times by quite a different number of people, people I consult with or what have you, where they should put their time, on which social media platform, or, you know, should I be on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram's up and coming and Snapchat and all of these things. And it can get really overwhelming and really confusing if you're running a business or if you're trying to promote your brand. I was talking a few days ago about building your personal brand, and the next logical step is, well, where do I actually talk about that or promote that? And so the answer that I give to people, and I'm just wanted to put it out there today in case anybody's interested, is it's the message that's important, not the medium. The message is important, not the medium. So it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what platform you're on or what wrapper you use to transport the message that you want to put out there. In whatever capacity, whether that's a digital capacity or a physical capacity online, the important thing is what you have to offer, what you have to say, what you have to communicate, what you have to give. That is what's important, more than the way that you do it. It's substance over style rather than style over substance, effectively. And so to give a musical example of that, it also includes the tools that you use. So people talk about, oh, well, I can't make music, for example, because I don't have the right software, the right hardware for recording stuff, or I can't make videos because I don't have a proper camera and lights and all of this stuff. And yes, it's absolutely true. If you want to make the most top quality content, then you know, ideally you're going to have access to and use the most top quality products or tools. But what really matters is what you've got to say. It's what you, the finished product in terms of the message of it, not the medium, not the quote unquote quality of the production of that, in whatever capacity that is. So to give you an example, you know, if you listen to some old, you know, vinyl recordings, for example, they may not sound technically, in terms of recording quality, that great, or they might be scratched a bit, or they might be hissy. You know, the old cassettes were all hissy, but the message within that medium absolutely stood out. If it was great music, it's great music. And so the important thing is not to get hung up on, I need to be using this tool, or I need to be on all of these platforms because the trend is that I need to be on Snapchat or whatever it might be. The important thing is that when you say something, you say it in the best possible way that communicates it, in the way that the recipient is gonna hopefully have the reaction you want them to have. So if it's an informational piece that you're communicating, then obviously you want the recipient to understand your point, understand what you're saying. Or if it's something you want them to do, to take action on, then you want to be able to motivate them so that they feel intrinsically the benefit to them and how it's going to make their life better, and take action. If it's entertainment like music, then great, you want somebody to feel the emotion that you want them to associate to a degree with the song. Obviously it's subjective, everybody's gonna, you know, respond to art differently, and therefore you can't guarantee the emotional response of the recipient. There isn't a goal necessarily you're going to, other than I just hope they dig it and they like it. But nonetheless, the important thing is that, as I say, you really focus on what you're trying to say and not so much on how you're trying to say it. And so to answer, Steve had particularly given me this question. So Steve, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, the question, which platform do I need to be on? Which platform do I've got to be on all of these. Pick, because Steve, just to let you know, Steve is a musician, and he's a bit overwhelmed with needing to be everywhere. It's like, I just want to focus on making music. I don't want to focus on having to be on 35 different platforms because, you know, every blog article tells me I need to do this, that, the other. The important thing, Steve, is that you pick a platform and you really make it your own. You really, you know, you that's where your focus is, and you're going to give your best content there. And my advice, if it's a social media platform, would be either Facebook, because it's the biggest, you know, the biggest platform in the world, or YouTube, if you're going to be going down the video route, because it's searchable. And again, it's the second biggest search site on the, in the world. But kind of linking into what I talked about a few episodes ago about having your own platform, why everybody should have their own brand and why it's important to have your own platform. The centerpiece of that ideally should be your own website, because you can control it. You can completely control a message and what's about it, and somebody can't shut it down because, for example, Facebook changed their rules or what have you, which has happened and I won't go into again because I did it a few days ago. But the important thing is, rather than trying to just cover everything, is you think more about what it is that you want to say. And then again, like I talked about in a previous podcast, pick the right tool for the job. You pick the right tool for what it is that you want to say. So the right platform, the right, you know, wrapper, basically, the right packaging that's going to transport your message to the right kind of people. So a short and sharp and marketing focused one today. If that's your bag, fantastic. If you want to know more about this kind of stuff, then please do let me know. I would love to hear from you. Tomorrow's subject is going to be on music and answering a couple of questions on how I make music, how I come up with ideas and things like that. So if that's what you're interested in, I very much look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Whatever you decide, whatever you listen to, have yourself a fantastic weekend, because it's a Friday night now. It's nearly a Saturday morning. And I will speak to you somewhere in the internet space very shortly, I hope. So have a wonderful time, and I'll sign off. Romeo Crow out. Toodle pip.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.